Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. It's my pleasure. Elise Benin is our guest. Elise is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and she is an author. She's a speaker. She's a trainer. She's written a number of books, including the one I'm holding in my hand, Stop Pushing Me Around. She is also the founder of Marketing Mentor and Creative Marketing and Management, but more importantly, she's our good friend. Elise Benin, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back. Thanks for helping me celebrate our anniversary week.
Sure. Happy anniversary.
Well, thanks. Elise, I know that you've got something else that you want to blend into our conversation show, so I know you'll work that out, but I didn't know that there was a Shyness Institute.
Yes, there is.
What is the Shyness? Tell me about the Shyness Institute.
Well, I don't know too much about it, but they have published a lot of information, and that's what they gather about people who are shy and how it affects their lives. And they say that almost half of the U.S. population consider themselves shy.
Shouldn't you be like an adjunct professor or a visiting scholar at the Shyness Institute?
Maybe I should.
I think we ought to do something about that.
Yes. Yes, good idea.
But if there's an institute for shyness, this must be a bigger deal than a lot of people think it is.
Yeah, I think it is a huge deal, actually. I mean, there are so many people. I mean, the premise of the book is that everybody, almost everybody, is shy in some situations and with some types of people. And as we've talked about, if you can identify what those people are and what those situations are, and then come up with alternative strategies for what to do in those situations, then you can change your behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like there are only a few people who are shy, or even this almost half of the U.S. population. It's a big deal because I think it comes up in almost everybody's lives.
Right. Well, their personality. In your book, do you help people determine if they're shy?
Well, there's a list in the first chapter of questions that I ask about different types of situations.
Mm-hmm.
So are you shy with people of the same sex? Are you shy in big groups or small groups? And where is the cutoff line? You know, all types of questions that can help you figure out, if you don't already know, which situations you're the most shy in.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, a couple of my Brain Trust members are Pierce and Jane Howard, and they have a personality profile test that you can take that shows you where you are on the five-factor model, the five-factor personality model.
Mm-hmm.
And every one of those factors has a continuum attached to it, and you're either, you know, left, right, or center, somewhere on that continuum in each one of those categories.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would be good for people to take if they're not sure how they are. See, in my case, a lot of people would think I'm an extrovert.
Right.
But Pierce says I'm an ambivert. There are introverts and extroverts, and then there are ambiverts, and those are the people in the middle. For example, I wouldn't have any trouble standing up in front of a crowd of 300 people and making an extemporaneous talk. Wouldn't have a problem with that at all. I wouldn't have any trouble with a small group of people talking to them either. But if all three of those 300 of those people broke up into a networking room, I'm not good. I don't like working the crowd, so to speak.
Well, what's the difference between I'm not good and I don't like?
I don't know.
Why did you correct yourself?
I didn't know that I did.
You said, I'm not good. I don't like networking.
Well, I just meant that. Well, okay, that's a good point. I look around, and it's not that I don't want to meet those people. It's not that I'm shy about meeting them. It's just that I don't, you know, I see people working the crowd, but they're just moving around, and they always have something to say to everybody.
And you know that's true.
Because I watch them.
Yeah, but you don't know what they're saying. You're just watching them.
Ah, okay.
My point is that we make up stories about what's happening for other people.
Are you saying I make up stories, Elise?
I'm saying you're a fiction writer.
Ah.
We make up stories about what's happening for other people when we have absolutely no idea, and then we base our behavior on those stories.
You sound like my wife. You're trying to tell me I'm wrong here, Elise.
I'm just saying, when you see those people walking around the room, they may be as uncomfortable as you are, but they're doing something different.
They're making themselves do it, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're getting some grit and stealing up their back and making themselves do it, right?
And the other point I want to make, the difference between I'm not good at and I don't like, the difference between those two things, actually, and what you said you are good at is just that you haven't done enough of the other.
Yeah.
To be good at it. So to this point, you know.
But if I don't like it, I don't want to do it.
Who cares?
I care. I think that's...
Weren't you in the Army?
Yes. Oh, yes.
And didn't you have to do a bunch of things you didn't like?
Lots of stuff. Well, and don't forget, I'm also married. Don't forget that.
I just think that one of the main problems is that people don't want to do what they don't like to do, and that prevents them from getting ahead in the world, and especially in the workplace. I mean, that's the point of the book.
So that's where my failure has come. Now it's come down to this, Elise. You've laid me bare before the world. Elise, are there issues for shy people as we head into the holidays that they should think about?
Well, that's a perfect segue because...
I'm the king of segue. I like being the segue guy.
I mean, there are a lot of people who dread the holiday season because, you know, what they anticipate is all of these parties where they look around and everybody else looks like they're having such a good time and that it's easy to talk and, you know, they have no problems at all. And mm-hmm. I submit that that's not the case.
Hmm.
You know, there are people who, I mean, I don't have a problem in most, you know, networking environments, talking to people, getting into conversations, getting out of conversations. I enjoy that. But, you know, it's just a practice. It's because of the practice that I've done.
Right. Because you weren't always that way, were you?
No. And
You've worked hard to become the little networker, haven't you, Elise?
That's right.
Stand by. Quick break. We're going to take a quick one, folks. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're visiting with our good friend Elise Benin. Her new book is called Stop Pushing Me Around. It's available wherever books are sold, and it's a good one. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Elise Benin. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to check out our blog. Don't forget to check out all of the resources, the archives, the articles, our Brain Trust members, all of the things that they offer you, that they make available to you through the connections that we give you to them. I hope you'll take advantage of that. There isn't another resource like it on the planet, ladies and gentlemen. So take advantage of it. And we've made it available to you with no barrier to entry except for a computer and a connection to the Internet. Elise is the author of Stop Pushing Me Around. Elise, give us your website, please.
It's www.marketing-mentor.com.
All right. So check that out when you get a chance. They can find the book there, too, can't they?
They can find the book. And I also have a new blog. It's called marketingmixblog.com.
All right. Good deal. And then how about Marketing Mentor, the other project that you do?
The 6-month program where I teach people how to market their services?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can find all the information on marketing-mentor.com.
Use it to your advantage, ladies and gentlemen. It's good stuff. Whatever Elise does, it's good stuff. Okay, Elise, we're talking about being a little shy and heading off into the holidays. Does shyness come into play with family?
Well,
does all the other baggage sort of supersede any kind of shyness?
Well, I think both. I mean, in a way, the little I know about psychology, I would say that the shyness we experience at work and in networking situations is a reflection of original shyness, possibly in our childhood.
Hmm.
So that the people we feel shy around are the people maybe who we were afraid of growing
mm-hmm.
up.
Mm-hmm.
And so now when we see people who kind of push those buttons, we forget that it's not the same person, and so we behave, you know, like the little girl or the little boy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a very simplified version of what may possibly be happening.
I hear you. No, I hear you. So you're saying that maybe a coworker becomes a big brother who was a bully or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe your boss looks, you know, without realizing it, is kind of your mother or something like that.
Something like that.
Or a teacher that you had that was gave you a bad experience. Or,
mm-hmm.
or and it might not have been a bad experience. Maybe the people didn't do anything wrong. It was just the way you interacted with them.
That could very well be.
What do we do with that information?
Well, I think the main point is to open your eyes in real life and see that the boss is not your mother and that the boss may have other things going on, and that's why they're behaving the way they do. And then what alternative strategies can we come up with to get done what needs to be done or to, mm-hmm. you know, make the impression or convey the information rather than cowering in the corner or keeping quiet or whatever we do because we're shy.
Do shy people turn down invitations to holiday parties?
They do, but I think more than anything what I see is that they let their feelings get in the way. So maybe they'll say yes to the invitation, and then at the last minute, they don't really feel like going, or they get depressed, or they feel a little cold coming on, and they give in to that mm-hmm. rather than go do the new thing.
Excuses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excuses and justifications and rationale.
So if I have a shy friend that I've invited to a party, and I know what's best for them, I know that they'll have a good time at my party or whatever. Do I go kidnap them? Do I hold them hostage and drag them to the thing bound
yes.
up and then cut them loose when they get into the building?
In fact, that's one of the tips I offer in my book.
I knew I saw that somewhere.
No, I mean you may think you know what's best for someone, and whether you do or not is questionable, right? Because we all know what's best for ourselves. But I would think that if you can approach that person on that level and say, I know this is probably not your favorite thing to do, but give them my book and tell them to read it before they come to the event.
Well, of course,
that might help.
Of course, Elise, I always do that. In fact, everybody who comes to any party I give, they all get a copy of one of your books before they come.
It comes with the invitation.
Oh, yes, of course. In fact, that's why they come, because anybody who's this cool, you know, it's got to be a party. But seriously, I got about a minute left. What are your thoughts for shy people? What are your suggestions for shy people as we head into the holidays?
I think it might help that each shy person says to themselves, I'm not going to let my shyness get in the way.
Mm-hmm.
And then watch for when it tries to, or mm-hmm. when we want to give in to whatever that, you know, voice in the head is, or belief that we have, or
what if I'm happy with my shyness?
Yeah, no, there's nothing wrong with the shyness. You don't have to. What I say is just pretend you're not shy for this particular event, and then you can go back to being shy.
What if I say, I'm not shy, you're just obnoxious?
That may be true also.
Yeah, no, I'm serious. I mean, I can see where shy people would say, you know what, the world is supposed to be like me. Everybody else is just obnoxious.
No, the world is not supposed to be. I mean, the world is different. Everybody's different.
Yeah.
And you gotta not let that. I mean, the point is, don't let it get in your way.
But I guess my point is I, a guy like me shouldn't presume that a shy person isn't happy being shy.
No, they can be perfectly happy being
shy. Yeah. Hey, Elise, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Elise Benin, ladies and gentlemen, marketing-mentor.com. She'll be back. Got to take a quick break. Be right back with our good friend Judy Smolsky right after these messages. Stay with us. Does anybody really know
what time it is? Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.